creating a safe harbor for the region's Mexican community on this moment of Indiana history. In the 1920s, Mexican migrants began to move to the Calumet region of northwestern Indiana in large numbers, seeking jobs in the steel plants along Lake Michigan. Forced by discriminatory housing practices to live within crowded neighborhoods near industrial sites, Mexicans formed their own colonias and worked together within these communities to solve problems. One colonia grew up in Indiana Harbor, within a few blocks of the East Chicago Inland Steelworks. Working in dangerous conditions and living among a maze of railroad tracks and streetcar lines, many men were injured or killed, their families left unable to pay medical or funeral bills. Mexican migrants started forming their own fraternal benefit societies, already popular in their native country. One of the most successful was Indiana Harbor's Mutual Aid Society, Benito Juarez. For a modest monthly membership fee, families could receive help with medical bills and household expenses if the family wage earner fell ill or was injured. Death benefits helped members pay funeral costs, and a legal aid fund provided members assistance in court. In addition, classes were offered to instruct recent migrants about U.S. laws. Societies also began to fund and promote projects that celebrated Mexican culture. There were parades, dances, and concerts for Cinco de Mayo, Mexican Flag Day, and Mexican Independence Day. Other activities included sponsoring charitable fundraisers and representing the Mexican community to local leaders. Today, the Union Benefica Mexicana continues to promote Mexican-American culture throughout northwestern Indiana and the Chicago region. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.